Hello. All right. Thank you, both Joan and Chris, for inviting me. And thank you, Whitewell Books. It's been a long day, and this is a short week. So, how about that? So, I'm going to start off with a poem that's probably not finished yet, but I like the way that it sounds a little bit. So, we'll see. All right. So, this one is entitled Young, Rust Belted, and Black. To be black in the rust belt, how does it taste? The cabbage is sweet, caramel crusted, crisp, dark edged, sour shredded, slick, cool on tailgated red hots. The cabbage is mayo thick, sugar sprinkled, vinegar, dashed on cayenne, scotch bonneted, or paprikaed slow cooked meat. The cabbage is garlic, onioned, black peppered with beef, corn, canned, because cabbage is cheap. It's a layer, language of working hands, working each leaf into an end of month promise from the bitter core. Thanks. All right. So the next one, the title comes from a German word meaning forest, solitude. And I'm probably going to butcher the pronunciation, but I tried to write it down phonetically in my own way. So that is Weit Einsamkeit. Okay. And I thought of this because there's a place in Pittsburgh. I grew up really poor. And my mother made sure that we took advantage of any and all free activities that we can engage in the city of Pittsburgh. And there are a lot of them if you are really looking for them. And one was we took a lot of visits to Panther Hollow, especially deep down in at all during all seasons. So here's one. Even at 8, it smells. Textures under my feet, shod and bare, a lesson, a memory of where to step, where to leap, right foot extended, where to duck, Afro puff protected from hungry January branches, dark winter bones. My hands gloved and uncovered, feel the ghost prints of other travelers who cross this cobbled footbridge. Drawn their fingertips over its mossy edges, never considering the hands that cut and laid each stone. By 10, I knew to listen and sniff for water and wild things, to sit and listen for the difference between mammals' trots and gallops, to find a clearing to clear my ever-growing head and learn from this teacher that we're never truly alone. The next poem I wrote because I am very forgetful. And one day I went to the gym in the morning and realized as I was getting dressed and I was on my way to work that I had forgotten my shoes. So I didn't have any shoes to wear to work and I really could not wear the sneakers that I had. So I went into the lost and found some boots and really hoped that they were not going to be super icky. So this is that poem, Boots. Today I wear a stranger's boots, my size, but not mine. My feet tighted slip inside when I walk, sweat in the pleather, and I hope they had no cooties out at choir. I sprayed them inside, but they're not mine. Discarded. Left behind, desperate for footwear forgotten at home, no time to return. I rifle through lost and found, find one at a time, my size, but not mine. At work, unsolicited, I reveal my secret. Gross, Ray says. Gross to wear what is not yours and on your feet, to walk in what should not be. Feet, sole slides, pinch in unfamiliar places, and I hope I don't get blisters. I walk marathons in Portland, 4 days of Western discovery, uncovering the truth of myself. Gross, I said, to wear a life for so long that wasn't mine. Like these boots, I cannot wait to take this life off and finally let my skin breathe. The next poem was a response to a poem that I wrote about hope, because I was thinking about the difference between hope and faith. And then I started personifying faith and I was like, wow, faith is something. So faith is hope with teeth bared. Faith is a grin, a snarl, a throat's growl, love song singing now, now, now. You must not fear. Fierceness is in your jaw's snap, under your ears. It's behind your tongue, below its back's pull. Faith is a fire tended, eating, growing ravenous in the consuming. Feed it what you've torn, broken down, what others discard. Unguarded, loosen your stance, knees ready to pounce or take the next hit. Faith ain't fucking around with your punk ass, and neither should you. And the last two poems are poems that I wrote when I did my own little mini writing marathon at the Philadelphia Museum of Art a couple of years ago. There was one exhibit that just completely sat me down. Like it actually sat me down on a bench in the exhibit. And it was an exhibit of quilts from G's Bend, if anybody is familiar with the G's Bend quilts from Alabama. If you're not, look it up. You will be transformed. If you're not, are you alive? No, I'm just kidding. this poem also came to me because of the quilts that had been passed down in my family that I never actually really valued until I started making quilts myself. And then after I started looking into our family history and realizing how old the quilts that my great grand aunt had kept from her mother actually were. The exhibit resonated with me, and here's that poem. It's called Souls Grown Deep. We take our pain, cut it, strips, squares, triangles, the obtuse and equilateral, the chaos of color rich and faded in the Alabama sun, worn from the wearing, the rubbing of Yoruba, Igbo, and Wolof thighs, amalgam of migration forced. We piece like our DNA found the rhythm, and we see, and we sew, and we sing, we sang. Fingertips working a rhythm to meet the beat of our tapping feet. We sew hard truths into beauty to keep us alive, to keep us living, to keep our souls to keep. And the last poem, and I'm really hoping she is actually on here, is for my mom. Some people from Pittsburgh might know my mother, Dr. Aisha White. I have to always like claim her because people don't believe she's my mom for some reason. But we have the same laugh, if you've ever noticed that, those of you who know us both. But there was another exhibit at the Philadelphia Museum, and it was a Yoshitoshi Spirit and Spectacle exhibit, which was another breathtaking one that sat me down. And I wrote this because there was a painting that was depicting an event that happened on my mother's birthday, but 77 years prior. So here's that poem. 77 years before my mother's birth, a fire began in Shiacho. All night it burned like my grandmother's labor pains. That long ago fire bore prints from the great Yoshitoshi. studies in blacks and whites, waves of red brown could be blood red, earth scorching like my grandmother's womb. Push, each woodcut print made separately, layer upon layer, push. The ink through the screen, push the woodcut down, push yourself to wait for the crown till she's ready, this second girl, sign of fire born to ignite in silence. Push, blood slick hair, pale brown face, torso, toes, black pupils and iris nearly overpower her eyes' whites. Clenched fists raise, shaking with power. Thank you.